The book of Esther has always been one of my favorite short books in the Old Testament to read. A very personal testimony and witness of a young woman who struggled to be faithful to God in the midst of many challenges. And today we hear her prayer that comes from the heart so beautifully. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, blessed are you. Help me, who am alone and have no help but you, for I am taking my life in my hands. As a child, I used to hear from the books of my forefathers that you, O Lord, always free those who are pleasing to you. Now help me, who am alone and have no one but you, O Lord, my God. In her prayer, she expressed total dependency on God, a childlike faith, not a childish faith, a childlike faith that put total dependency and trust that her God listens, her God knows, her God wills her best. And this is exactly what the Lord Jesus asks exactly of us today in the gospel reading too. Yes, we ask, we seek, we knock on the door from the heart of God, but make sure that we're opening our hearts up to God as well, so that when God is knocking on our door, we open ourselves up to Him. And if God is seeking us, we open ourselves up to be found. And if God is asking us to change our lives, we better be attentive and sensitive enough to change our ways. Whatever we ask of God, whatever we seek from God, whatever we want to come to God in prayer, we ourselves need to be open, need to be disposed, need to have that childlike faith, so God can change us first. Oftentimes we come to prayers asking other people to change, other matters to change, the situation to change, but we forget that prayer changes us first. Faith changes us first. Because if we are truly trusting in our Heavenly Father, we know that He wills our good. And we know that from history, salvation history, human history, social history, what God had done for those who have put their trust in Him. God did not remove all obstacles and made life easy for them. He gave them the sufficient grace to overcome everything. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, ask, seek, and knock the door of God, knowing that He listens. He truly loves us and desires our good. But at the same time, make sure that our soul is open and be disposed to receive what He hath given us. Which leads us to the collect or the prayer, the opening prayer for today. It speaks much about pondering. And this is what spiritual masters often talk about. This sense of pondering is the Catholic imagination that we have. To be able to imagine what God can do for us and our life in Him. In this postmodern world, we lack that sense of wonder and awe, the sense of imagination. To imagine, to desire, to wish, and to want to live the life that God has for us, fully in the sacraments, full of grace, full of His love, and full of what He wills for us, instead of what we can only comprehend in our feeble mind. Never stop pondering the possibilities that God has for us. That wonder, that ponder, lead us to awe, and that awe ground us in a childlike faith, and that childlike faith make us be more disposed to receive His loving will for us.